This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, really, I want you involved in the conversation. I want you to engage. You know, sitting there yelling at the radio doesn't do any good. It changes nothing for no one. I think that's, is that proper English? I'll wait. Is it? Okay. Sound like a double negative almost. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you want to call, tell me where I'm wrong, where I'm off, how I don't have a clue. I'm used to it. It's okay. It won't bother me at all. I promise. Or you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. So if you live in California, I feel sorry for you. If you're thinking about moving here, scrub that brain cell. Seriously, you really got to stop. We are going to be, if this state keeps going the rate it's going, the state is going to be Detroit. Not the city, the state. The governor, After screaming about how important career tech ed or career technical education was for our kids, just took $100 million from our children. Just took $100 million out of our career tech ed funding for the state and said, this is going to go here. Now, where here usually is, or what's been going on in this state, is we now have, the governor is taxing us and putting millions of dollars aside to be able to fight, to pay attorneys to keep illegals in this country, to keep illegals in California. Isn't that great? So your tax money, your American paying tax money, is now going to go into a fund that will help pay for people who came here illegally, who are doing business here illegally, and are sucking your tax dollars. And not only on top of that, now he wants them, not only does he want them to come here for free, and he wants you to pay to fight to keep them here, but he also wants them to go to college for free. So to show you how far the Dems have gone out of their minds, Governor Jerry Brown started screaming that Californians are cheap. They're not understanding. They don't want to pay their fair share of taxes. They need to pay more in taxes. You know why he wants more money in taxes? Because he's screwed up the Treasury big time. That's number one. Number two is he wants these illegals to go to school. People have never paid into the tax system for free. He wants to pay for attorneys to take care of them. I mean, we can go on and on and on with this. And now he wants single-payer health care. Now, single-payer health care for this state will actually cost the state more money than it brings in. It's not a guess. Not a wild number from Republicans. This is real news. So we're already $127 billion upside down because of pension plans and everything. So these Dems that are in control of the state of California, you know what they're looking for? You know what they want? They're going to put all these rules and laws in place. And then they're going to look for the Trump, the guy that they keep telling them to go F himself, they're going to look for him to bail them out. You know what I would say, American residents or not? The heck with you. No. You go down the road of, you start pulling these pensions back. How's that? No, not everybody gets health care. Sorry. How's that? And they're looking to do new payroll taxes to make it happen. So the average person now, not only will they have to pay more in payroll taxes, they're going to be paying more in highway taxes. Truly, California's going down that road of taxing you to death. And they don't care. You know why they don't care? Because the morons, and I'm sorry, I'm insulting some of you Democrats, but you're the guys voting these people in on a regular basis. And then I hear you complaining about it, and you try to blame us, and you don't have the two brain cells to figure out it isn't us who put them in there. You keep doing it. And we have absolutely no control. Now, California's proposed single-payer health care system would cost an estimated $400 billion annually, and half of the money would come from new payroll taxes. The report was prepared before state legislative hearings considering overhauling health care coverage to all 39 million Californians. Now, California makes up 16% of the country's citizens. Of the citizens. Yet, we account for 31% of the welfare money. So put those numbers together. Figure that one out. We draw a boatload from the federal government. In the proposal, the state-run system would replace existing employee provider insurance and government finance programs that include Medicaid, Medicare. So there'd be one program, one system for everybody in the state. Wouldn't matter how old you were, what kind of medication you needed, what kind of help you needed. Now, as they put that together, I want you to envision the VA at a California level. You're a dead man. That's all there is to it. You will not get the service you need. According to the report, employer-sponsored insurance now covers about 45% of the population, followed by Medi-Cal at 26%, Medicare at 10%, and the individual market at 9%, other federal coverage at 2%. So, 8%. So instead of leaving that alone and trying to do some kind of insurance program for the other 8%. No, what they're going to go in, they're going to wipe the whole thing out and do a single-payer program. Because to those yo-hos in Sacramento, that makes a lot more sense. And you wonder why we call them loons up there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families. They can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I really do appreciate you being involved and engaged in the conversation. It's a big deal to me. So, again, I want to thank you for being with me. I want to thank you for being involved. I want to thank you for being engaged. And if you're in California, I want to point you to the U-Haul dealer near you. So, you know, I know you guys think I'm kidding, but I'm dead serious. We have lost our minds in this state. So, again, like I was saying, you're talking about the governor wanting to put $400 billion on the backs of Californians, right? Because he wants everybody to have health care. Now, he doesn't have to wipe everything out to make it happen. He can actually do this differently, but he doesn't want to. He, again, it's like I've always told you, they don't want equality, they want total control. If he really is concerned about everybody having health care, then all he has to do is come up with a health care service that will take care of about 8% of the state's population, because only 8% are uninsured. The legislative report estimated about $200 billion of existing government funds could be used for the single-payer system. That leaves $200 billion required for new taxes. Where are they getting $200 billion? Because we're not in a surplus in this state. They'll tell you we are, but that's only after they pull out the $27 million in the pension deficits that we have. So think about that. So employers now pay between $100 and $150 billion a year to provide health insurance for their employers. If he wipes it out, guess who gets that bill? You and I do. So anyway, the new spending is out of control. You're talking about $200+ billion to a total, for a total of $400 billion. And the Democrats are pushing this. I'm telling you, they don't have any concept of what a budget means. Absolutely none. So if you're in California and you keep voting for Dems and you keep complaining about how much money is left in your paycheck, it's your fault. You did it to us. And I do mean you did it to us. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have me. It's always a pleasure to have me around. I'll tell you what, if I do say so myself. Anyway, David Weissman joins us. And as I told you earlier, he is a contributor to with the TRS family, and I appreciate him. I appreciate what he writes about. He's coming to us live from Israel. What are you laughing at me? You're laughing at me. What did I say now?
Always a pleasure to have me around.
It is. When I get up in the morning and I'm here and I can see myself, I figure I get another shot at another day to screw things up. Anyway, David Weissman joins us. He's TRS contributor. David, thanks so much for being with me today.
Welcome, sir, and thank you for having me on.
And David comes to us live from Israel, and I thought we'd get a debriefing of President Trump's trip out there, because, you know, what we hear from mainstream media, what we're hearing in and around is not always the truth. So before we get to the meat of anything, David, overall, tell us what the atmosphere is like before President Trump got there. Were people looking forward to his visit? Was this just a ho-hum, or what was the deal?
It was a very mixture of feelings, especially on social media. I'm in a lot of groups, Israeli groups, and especially a local one where normally it's not political. So a couple of people post some political posts about President Trump. You have like about 50 people supporting him, and, you know, 50% of the people, and 50% of the people not. And you actually had people asking for pro-Trump rallies or anti-Trump rallies. And believe it or not, there were actually anti-Trump rallies in Tel Aviv, which was very sad, but it's not surprising with Tel Aviv being a very liberal city.
Yeah, were people upset that Trump went to the Saudi Arabia first, or did they understand what was going on?
The majority understood what was going on and respected what President Trump was trying to do with Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, and again, you know, people need to understand the tension there is high over, you know, who's going to have the relationship with the United States, who's going to have the relationships with the United States, and I think Trump is trying to do a really good job at pulling the Saudis and the Israelis together. Again, understanding that you're not going to have a perfect relationship there, but you should at least be able to have a working relationship. Do most Israelis want to have a working relationship with the Saudis, want to have a working relationship with the groups living around them?
Sure, definitely. And people need to realize in Israel that Israel is not at war with, you know, Muslims. They're at war with extremists like Hamas and Fatah and other terrorist organizations. You know, Israelis are very respectful towards Muslims. And, you know, we need to acknowledge there's a difference between, you know, Muslims and, you know, Islam and radical Islam. There is a difference. So, yes, we acknowledge that President Trump is trying to have more participation from the Muslim world to help fight the war against terror.
Now, David, there's a fairly sizable group of Muslims that actually live live and work and are educated in Israel, are they not?
That's absolutely correct. There's Muslim towns, a lot of Arabs, and we get along great with them.
Yeah, it's funny how people don't understand that, the reality is that among the people that live and work there, they do have a respect for each other. They do have a respect for each other's belief systems, and they do get along. And because, you know, the mindset, if you're not in Israel, by many Americans, is that Muslims aren't even allowed in Israel. Muslims aren't allowed to partake in anything that's going on with the Israelis. And that's just flat out not true, right?
Exactly. In fact, before I became a writer, I worked at a kosher meat factory who the boss was actually a Muslim Arab. And like I said, we get along great. You know how President Trump has a travel ban where he wants certain areas blocked or banned from coming in? Mm-hmm. It's sort of like that, where there are certain places in Israel that have a lot of high terrorist activity that will not want them coming in Israeli population.
Yeah, I hear you. And I hear that, again, if mainstream media would actually get their arms around this and tell the truth, I think it would just go so much further to help ease tensions there. The problem that you're having is with radical Muslims that come from Palestine, right? Or the Palestinians.
Correct. That's absolutely correct. Down in Gaza and, quote-unquote, West Bank.
Yeah, I've seen some pictures, I've seen some film or video, whatever they're calling it nowadays, about how some of the shipments that are going in and out of the Palestinian areas actually have to be x-rayed because they brought in bombs and rifles and more destructive material than they have building material. But David, we got to go for a quick break, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back with you in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. David Weissman, one of the writers for TRS who lives in Israel, joins us after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
The natives are restless, I can tell you, and I don't blame them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're, you know, being involved in the conversation, really paying attention to what's going on. And look, I know you can't catch everything. Matter of fact, I depend on you guys to catch more than I do, because you know, when I'm talking to the guest or I'm working through some of the comments that you're putting up there, I don't always catch what somebody says. And sometimes it sounds like some of you have said it sounds like you weren't even paying attention. Well, it wasn't that I wasn't paying attention. I was probably paying attention to one of you who's making a comment about what the guest is saying. So don't put me in that position. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I've had David Weissman join us today, live from Israel, to talk about President Trump's trip and kind of what the atmosphere is there around the whole trip. And he just told me that today was Jerusalem Day. What does that actually mean, David? Is it a celebration? Obviously, some kind of celebration of Jerusalem, but to what degree?
Yes, it's a celebration of Israel capturing back Jerusalem and winning a 67 war. And the reason why it's so huge, because Israel was surrounded by its enemies. Like, people were thinking it was going to be another Holocaust, the destruction of Israel, but somehow a miracle happened that Israel defeated the militaries that were surrounding them. So it's sort of like, here's another proof of God's miracles that happened in the modern times. And when I was at a Shabbat service last week, we had former IDF soldiers. And one person told a story that he spoke with an American military. And, you know, because I was in the middle of the American military, and, you know, me thinking, and as well as other military members, saying, there's no way Israel could have won logically, so what was it? And a lot of the IDF soldiers really truly believe that it was God that actually helped that victory. So that's why we continue to celebrate Jerusalem Day this time every year.
Wow, well, that's very good. Okay. Hey, one of the questions that I wanted to get to before we run out of time is, you know, people constantly ask or constantly talking about the U.S. Embassy being moved to Jerusalem. And right now it's in Tel Aviv. So the question I have for you is, why is it such a big deal? Why should it be moved to Jerusalem, or shouldn't it? And what message would it send to the area as a whole?
It's a message that says that United States, without a doubt, stands with Israel. in this very huge way. It accepts Israel for who Israel is. It shows that we accept that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. And it's so important to the Jewish people because for some reason Israel always has to prove its legitimacy, prove that, Israel was the Jewish people, we shouldn't have to. But it's just a huge statement as a sign of friendship, this message to our enemies. Again, this awesome country, United States, is sitting right by our side. And so it has many meanings why it's so important to us.
Okay, that's fair enough. Now, tell me about President Trump's trip there. Now, once he got there, what was the reception around President Trump? What is the feeling? Do the Jews really feel, do the Israelis really feel that he will be and is an ally to Israel or not?
It's very similar to the United States. But I would say about 50% are very supportive, and 50% are not, and I do blame the media. But as crazy as Israel has fake news, you would be surprised with the propaganda war with Hamas and other Islamic factions. But no, we are stupid enough to have fake news too. So there's a lot of uninformed Israelis out there. And my family and I, we wore our Trump shirts to go around and support our president. And you can tell who's a Trump supporter by their reactions when they see us in Trump shirts. But I think the majority, though, it was a pretty good atmosphere, and people were looking forward to seeing President Trump.
Now, you hear when I'm not there. I always have a hard time commenting on these kind of things because you see stories, you see bits and pieces of information coming across, and some people feel that this is a true resetting of a relationship between America or the United States and Israel. Some people think it's more, I don't know, pomp and circumstance, if you would, around it, that just kind of smoke and mirrors and not much is going to change. Again, I know I've asked this question a couple of times, a couple of different ways, but when you talk to the average Israeli, the average Jew there, do they even see an advantage in having a relationship with America? Do they really understand the importance of having a good, solid relationship with us or having us as an ally?
Yes, definitely for sure. They acknowledge the benefit of the United States being an ally for many reasons. Definitely an ally that will allow Israel to run itself independently without any agenda, Obama did. The informed Israelis who knows what's really going on appreciate the new relationship that we have.
I was just in the middle of typing a question I was going to ask you. And I would pray that, God, I love it. Don't you love when that happens? Seriously. Okay, let me see if I can pull that up out of nowhere. But you can't have senior moments on the radio. They don't work out well. Anyhow, David, so what's the weather like in Jerusalem?
It is very hot.
Oh, God. Just gone at 100 miles an hour. Anyway, it's all right. We'll make it work. Is there any kind of backlash that you're hearing about the deal that President Trump has made with the Saudis to sell them military aircraft? Now, understanding that this isn't the first time we've done this with the Saudis, it isn't the first time we've done it with a Muslim nation. It just that with the tension back there, I'm sure people are kind of like, what the heck is going on, kind of thing. But does anybody see that as a real big negative there in Israel?
No. They understand that President Trump is trying to have more participation from the Muslim nations to fight a war against terrorism. But they see a lot of liberal Israelis always with the Russian coalition. They keep bringing up just as much as they do in America.
Yeah, it's again, it's amazing how many back. I don't even care if you call. I don't think you can call them backseat, but these backseat diplomats who think that they know what's right, what works, and what doesn't work. And the reality is, we're not there. They're there. They know what's happening there. They know what needs to take place, and the people and the Israelis know what needs to take place there. We don't live it. We can't even understand it. But David, anyhow, your pieces can be found obviously first on the realside.com website. You're posting pieces up there on a weekly basis, a couple times a week. Where else can your stories be found?
You can find them at Reactionary Times, Times of Israel, and Israel's Voice.
Well, David, always a pleasure. We'll have you back on again, I'm sure, when there's some more excitement going on. I'm sure Trump will be back. There's no question about it in my mind. That how many times did President Obama visit Israel?
I think twice.
Twice in 8 years. And the first time wasn't right away, was it?
No, it wasn't.
It took a while before it got there. So anyway, we'll see how many times President Trump heads back to Israel to show his friendship and our allegiance to them. So, David, again, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you having me on.
Yep. Yeah, David Weissman, a regular writer for the Real Side. And again, you know, I get a kick out of how we decide how others should live, how we decide how stories should go down, and how, again, telling Israel what and how to do, what weapons they can and can't have. Just crazy. I don't get it. But yet when we, you know, the left wants to tell Israel what they can do, but when we try to tell the Muslim nations what to do, we're told to back off, that we can't tell other countries how to live. We can't spread democracy in these other countries because they don't want it. They don't care for it. So make up your mind. Either we can help these other countries or we can't. Either we can put our thoughts and information out there or we can't. So again, now I can't start the story because we're up against it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, President Trump said, and so do most of us agree, nations around the world have got to stop appeasing the Islamists. We'll be back in a minute.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, it is always a pleasure, whether you believe it or not, to have you with me. I don't care if we're on the same side or not of an issue. I want to be on the same side as America. That's right, America. I want you on the same side as us. I want you fighting for our rights, not fighting against them, not fighting for the socialist rights, not fighting for what our founding fathers actually didn't want. I'm still very amazed at the fact that you guys, you know, you move to an area, you come to this country. Why? Because America is such a great place. America, you know, it will give you the opportunities. America will this, America will that. And then you get here, and before you really get settled in, you want to change it. Because you're very comfortable with where you came from, apparently, even as much as you didn't like it, you're comfortable with it. And I don't think so. I think you should assimilate. You want to add to? That's fine. But you don't wipe out and totally change something because you're uncomfortable with it. That I don't agree with at all. And I know I don't set the rules, but I don't agree with it. You ought to know. You ought to know. Anyway, before we went to break, it's funny how when you talk about some of these things, people just go out of their minds. And I know, you know, there'll be a few nasty emails. But I agree. You have to stop appeasing. And when I say these people, I don't care if it was Islamists, radical whatevers, whatever the group is, you don't give in to them because you hope that they settle down and that they don't commit any violence. Because that's not what does it. Bullies only respond to power. They don't respond to appeasement. They don't respond to you giving in. It just gets worse. And there were several tweets today by ISIS groups that said, this is just the beginning. Why should we believe that? Why should we think that that's an idle threat? That's what some believe. Well, they're just saying that to spark some more fear. Well, they're doing a darn good job. Especially when they light those bomb things off. They kind of add to it. You know what I'm saying? And how often have we heard the bomb? We've heard it go off for you, the Boston Marathon and other places. You see the flash and the explosion. You hear people screaming and running all over the place. You need to stop. It has increased exponentially. So don't tell me that we can't stop it, because we didn't have it before. And in Manchester, England, really a concert filled with young people. These are animals. They're barbarians. Now, what was supposed to be a night of music and dancing and just kind of fun ended up in a terrible way. Horrific, horrific injuries. As President Trump said, horrific, horrific injuries, just terrible. Dozens of innocent people, beautiful young children, savagely murdered in this heinous attack upon humanity. An untold number of children and their parents were massacred by the Islamic radicals, killed in the name of a religion of peace. Now, what's funny about it is that I wish they would make up their mind, because there's imams all over the place that said, we're not a religion of peace. Right? They're going to take it by force if they need to. Now, the Islamic radicals won't stop until they've killed every last one of us. Christian, Jews, gays, straight, whatever, whatever, whatever. They're not going to stop until they believe they've brought about the caliphate. Now, again, I say it again and I keep saying it. If Muslims would come out in big numbers and protest us and rally in the streets and push back openly against these massacres, there would be a different atmosphere. People would feel differently about it. You know, again, I don't know how you get that message across. I don't know if they have this feeling like they won't tell on each other. I don't know if they have this feeling like they're not allowed. Maybe it's in their Quran. It's that they can't tell on each other. I don't know. But it's going to keep it. It's going to continue to be a problem. And as President Trump said, it has come, it is that time to wipe this thing out. Take it off the planet. In his words, he said, we must drive out the terrorists and the extremists from the midst, obliterate this evil ideology to protect and defend our citizens and people of the world. All civilized nations must unite in this effort, he said. But he talked about driving them out. Driving them out of your cities, driving them out of your towns, driving them out of your counties, your states. See, this is where political correctness has killed us, is killing us. You don't want to say anything because the guy looks Middle Eastern, and even though he's running around with an ISIS flag, you don't want him to get in trouble just because he doesn't understand that he's running around with an ISIS flag. Well, you don't know that to be true. And you're not telling on somebody because they're Muslim. You're not telling on somebody or bringing attention to somebody because they look Middle Eastern. There's got to be a little bit more than that to it, I hope. Like the San Bernardino massacre. You know, you got a dozen to 15 of the Middle Eastern guys that are getting together in a garage every night. With loads of stuff coming from UPS. And they're all in the garage tinkering away in the middle of the night. Hey, I don't care if you're Italian looking. Middle East, something's up. Are the car parts going there? Do you see a chassis in there? Are the motorcycle parts going in there? No. So why would it have been a big deal to make the phone call? Why? Well, when they did the when they did the, what do you call it, the, the interviews with these people, what did they say? They didn't want to be labeled. It's not that they didn't want to label the other people as possible terrorists. They didn't want to be labeled as Islamophobic. Because they didn't want to feel bad. Well, I wonder how bad they feel now. I hope that people who don't say anything and this stuff happens, I hope they stop and think. If I made that phone call, if I just opened my mouth, even if you started off with the 30 words of, look, I'm really not Islamophobic, and I don't want to make it sound like it's just because they're Middle Eastern or what have you, but this is what bothers me, could you check into it? That would be so bad. There'd be 14 people still alive. Right? So we got to do our part. You have to do your part as American citizens. You can't sit back and figure everybody else could get to it. Again, sitting with a couple of people today about conservatives, and they were complaining about conservatives that have been elected to office and don't seem to be doing anything. And I'm not going to stick up for all of them, but I am going to stick up for some of the ones that I know when I say, you can't just elect somebody to office and walk away. Hand in the keys and say, see you later. You have to support them. All the way through, you have to support them. That means you look at the agenda. School board. You get a school board member. You put school board members on there that are conservative, that you want to carry out the actions that you want done, that you think are right for the neighborhood, the right for the community. You check out the school board agenda from time to time. Make sure that if you see something on there that that person might need help with, support from the audience, that you're there for them, that you call, that you ask the question. Seriously. Because that's how we win. We win when there's a show of solidarity. We win when there's support behind us. See, there's some of us that are willing to be, you heard Karen say it earlier, and it's a true statement. I'm willing to be on the front line. I'm willing to take the hits for you, but I want somebody behind me. I want somebody to catch me when if I lose my footing and I'm starting to fall back a little bit. I want somebody to be there cheering me on to say, keep going. Don't stop. We're behind you. But when I look around and nobody's there, when I go to a school board meeting on a pretty hot topic, and there's 50 liberal people there that are saying, no, this is what we want, and there's no conservative to be found, I'm sorry, that's a problem. I mean, that's a big problem. All right, so as far as the show goes, I always, always, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me, being involved, being engaged. But you have to help support us, like you do other shows. I may not be the only show you listen to. If you can only support one show, sit down and figure out what show you're going to support. You have to support us. Because the general populace is not doing it, and Google and Facebook is doing everything they can to stop us, to slow us down, to make it impossible for us to raise money and raise awareness. So pick a show or two. Skip one lunch a month. I don't care if it's $5 a month, $10 a month, $3.50 a month. Make a donation. Maybe it's one time a year of $20. I don't know. But you got to help out the groups. You got to help out the guys who are on the front line, the people that now are to a big part being financially affected. And no, I'm not begging for money or not calling for money just for me. You have to decide where and how you want to give it and understand that the leg up is now for the left. All right, that right now the fight is to help the left. The fight is to keep the websites of the left moving along, the shows of the left moving along and helping. And you look at the numbers for Fox, MSNBC, CNN, you'll see that they're, I'm not going to say they're winning because I don't believe they're winning, but they are getting traction. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.